big question now is whether we'll soon see Americans being released by Hamas.
The FBI says a car crash that killed two at the border crossing in Niagara Falls was not a terror attack. CBS's Nicole Skanga is there.
U.S. and Canadian officials closed off three other international bridges in the region as a precaution, all of which have since reopened.
The 97th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is marching south from Central Park in New York City right now. New balloons include the Pillsbury Doughboy. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Thanksgiving will be here soon, and I can't wait to spend the day with family and friends just catching up, playing games, and settling in for a big turkey dinner. This may sound weird, but my favorite part of a big turkey dinner is the gravy. I pour it on my turkey, potatoes, stuffing, and there's always plenty of Village Heart dinner rolls to help soak up every drop. And whether you prefer classic white or wheat, 12-grain or sweet Hawaiian, a basket of warm Village Heart dinner rolls is the natural choice for Thanksgiving dinner.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Animal welfare advocates are suing to overturn Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. The Great Lakes Wildlife Alliance accuses Department of Natural Resources officials of violating the state's open meetings law and disregarding comments from wolf researchers and supporters. The holidays go on in Waukesha while the community remembers the attack that killed six people and wounded 60 others 2 years ago this week. A memorial was dedicated on Tuesday, and flags across Wisconsin were lowered yesterday.
Healing is a lot of hard work. It's not about pretending. Nobody heals alone. You need people with you.
Jen Kwiatkowski is a member of the Dancing Grannies troupe that marched in the parade that day. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. There's a little more than 31 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and Black Friday is the official start to the holiday shopping season. The National Retail Federation is predicting most of you will spend an average $800 on gifts, decorations, and more, which is up $50 from last year. Retail experts also say many shoppers are looking for the best deals and are planning to compare prices between Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, trying to wrap up gift buying early in the season. It's actually not something new. The organizers of the Macy's Parade considered their event the start to the holiday season, and in the early years called it the Macy's Christmas Parade to encourage shoppers right after it. One more seasonal tie-in, the song called One Horse Open Sleigh, was meant for Thanksgiving. It instead became so popular during holiday shopping, it had to be renamed Jingle Bells. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee got off to a slow start and lost to the Celtics 119-116. Boston was up 21 points in the first half. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin compared the game to a Dickens novel.
Tell of two games there. First half, I thought, you know, you have to execute at a high level. And we miss a lot of shots. Whatever you do when you play the Celtics or a team like that, you got to multiply it by two.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers got hot late in the fourth quarter to beat SMU 69-61 to win the Fort Myers tip-off title. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Minnesota on Saturday. Luke Fickell will ask if he has enough healthy starters to compete.
You know, there's a lot of those things that we're going to have to figure out as we move forward. Like I said, everybody hurts, right? It's the last week of the season. And everybody hurts, but everybody wants to play in the rivalry game.
That's Wisconsin's head coach, Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
41 this afternoon,
Under mainly sunny skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 20 tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 31. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th annual Christmas parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money, you got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles, and you never learn. Painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Kevin, I want to spend a little more time talking about children, talking about our nation, and the fact that we don't seem to care about what is the most precious of all possessions in the world. And how can it be anything other than children? What is that is more important than young life? 844-967-2789. What is it about our nation and people that run it that they don't seem to think that all children and all of their lives are valuable? We can't seem to get these things right. I was talking about this one yesterday. Some lunatic in Tennessee does not want to make sure that children in poor communities have food. We throw away more food than all the rest of the world combined every day. And yet we've got people in political places who think that we have to, before we give children food, we've got to figure out whether or not it's going to improve their grades. If he really understood, he would know that a hungry child can't function. But he doesn't understand that. He's not alone. There are many other people. Healthcare for children. If the parents don't have the healthcare, then they don't have it in many instances. How can there be anything more important in a civilized society than children? I'm starting to believe we're not such a civilized society as we claim that we are. And we need to stop it. You know, many kids, subpar educations. We know it. We understand it. But kids don't get to pick who their parents are. They don't get to pick where they come from. They don't know. They can only go by what's before them. And so, as a society, we have to do better. We can do better. And it's not just for our own children. We need to look to what kind of future does this nation have? You know, my window is closing. And my generation's window is closing. And don't we want for those who have come after us to have a better opportunity at life? What is it about us today? Well, you know, I got to live a good life, and, you know, so, you know, I can't be concerned about the others. I don't understand that. But more and more people are falling into that mindset. Clearly, politically, not enough people willing to fight for children. You know why? Children don't vote. So you as an elected official push the children to the back of the line. Democrats and Republicans push the children to the back of the line. They can't vote. What is that? And then we wonder when children grow up to, you know, become killers or robbers or thieves or some combination of all of those things. Children aren't stupid. Children are very bright. They know how they live. They know if they're transient. They know that their friends are not that. And so while a child is in those early development stages, we're failing them, we, as a nation. If we can, you know, expand our tentacles all over the world, and that's what we do. The rest of the world looks at America, and we proudly say, yeah, we're going to fix it for everybody else. The rest of the world, we're going to fix it. We're going to make sure things are right for everybody because we're the great United States of America. But then in our own backyard, charity starts at home, and then it's spread abroad. But it's just the opposite. 844-967-2789. If I'm incorrect, correct me. But I know I'm not incorrect. You know, is it that we just are too busy in our lives? That we don't have time? Man, I love connecting with young people. I'm just telling you straight up, I spend more time working and talking with young people than I do with, I ain't going to say old people, but with adults, because they see a different opportunity. Man, but we just fail to understand that when you miss out on them, the future of your nation is not very bright. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how great your military might is. None of those things. And those of you who have grandchildren, I mean, I don't have any. I long for grandchildren. But even though I don't have any, I find enough somewhere else in my neighborhood, in my own family. Man, spend some time with them. And you see how bright they are. They are the future. They really are. We don't act like it. We still have time. But we need to put pressure on our elected officials on a national level as well as a local level to incorporate and include issues that are impacting and affecting children. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Hey, good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, Earl. Hey, you know, I heard, I think maybe on your show or whatever yesterday or whatever, they're trying to tie now. They want to tie these test scores.
Yeah, yeah.
To feeding food. These kids. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For a benefit. They say, well, we got to show some kind of benefit. And I'm like thinking, you know how cold-hearted and unthoughtless that sounds to me? It's like, you got a kid here that's got an empty belly and he's hungry. It's growling and stuff. And then we're going to feed him and he's going to be a fed child with a full belly. That ain't enough benefit for you.
That's
not enough benefit for you. That in itself, but you're going to happily go take your taxpayer lunch money in per diems. And you know what,
yeah.
Earl? I'll bet they're eating good. I'll bet they're eating good, aren't they?
Yeah. So Rico, so do you think that as a nation, man, we do enough to make sure that kids are healthy, that kids live in safe environments? All of those things breed a better adult, right? A secure child will eventually become a secure adult, will be a better society because of it. But why is it? I mean, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Why is it all these other things that really don't matter? We focus on those things and we don't focus on the children.
And it's the hypocrisy, Earl. I mean, the number one thing we talk about even last night on the debate is the abortion issue. You know, worry about these kids. Worry about these. Well, you ain't worried about feeding them either. Taking care of them. Let them grow up. Let their minds develop so we can be a better nation.
Yeah,
teach them to get along with one another and love one another. Talk about your Christian values all the time. You know, teach them to love one another. Hey, you know what? All you Christian-loving politicians out there, you know what? What's that verse go, Earl? I'm going to suffer not the children. Let them come unto me.
Suffer the little children that come unto me. You know, we just have to prioritize it. And we have to make sure that children come first, not last. That's not the way the society has been. There's been a turn. And it's been in your and my generation, Rico, that we haven't placed the children and the importance of them where it should be. We'll be right back. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Love to hear your view on it. We'll be right back.
The spinning wheel fly.
Listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Half Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Half Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Half Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Half Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Half Diamonds, where they want your business.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
The children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. The children. Let's go to the phone lines and Mary, my good friend Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Hi, Earl. Thank you. You're so right about kids and food security. I just followed an AI summit. It was called the AI in Your Life, the Essential Summit. And one of the people who was interviewed, his name was Hyrum Anderson, PhD. And so he wrote a book, and so he's donating proceeds to a couple of worthwhile nonprofits. One of them is called the Bountiful Children Association. And he said, which just took me back, he said that nutrition is the number one thing inhibiting children from learning and from, you know, getting their the education they so need. You know, it just shocked me. I think we all generally know that, but, you know, this guy knows the facts.
You know, Mary, it's the fact that, again, who speaks for children? Right? Who speaks for children? It's, and so politically, what is there to gain, unfortunately, by speaking for children? But I don't, you know, Mary, I see you, you know, you see children, you realize they're there. But so many of us don't. We walk past, we look past children as if they're adornments, right? And so as a society, that's the way we treat children, as adornments. And then we wonder why they have the problems that they have. Man, the wealthiest nation on earth can do better and should do better. Yeah, I would feel better if we spend more money on children than we spend on military might. I know I'm alone or don't represent a large swath of the population. But for heaven's sakes, I see enough children suffering, Mary. And it doesn't have to happen.
To voting age, they're going to be able to enact a values change here, you know, and get us away from the skewed values that are driving us right now.
That's exactly it, Mary. The children will bring some sanity. because we clearly have lost ours. Thank you very much, as always, my friend. I really appreciate it. Listen, just frustrating to me. Never seems to be an important subject. I can say Donald Trump is a scoundrel, and the phone lines light up. Donald Trump is a scoundrel, but the phone lines light up. You know, I can talk about, you know, abortion. Phone lines light up. Hey, children in this nation and across the planet really dealing with some tough, tough circumstances. And all of us have to do a better job. You know, talk about the daycare situation, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. And we keep talking about the daycare problem in America, but I'm going to give you some statistics about a daycare problem globally. We can't find what we need to find. And it's almost as if with all these brilliant people that we supposedly have, all the brilliant people, you know, here's an article that I pulled out that I was going to talk about as well. And it says the Pentagon wants a new powerful nuclear bomb. Hey, we got to get that done. $10 billion for one nuclear bomb. Hey, politicians. Hey, the Pentagon wants a $10 billion nuclear weapon. What do you think? We can get that done. The Pentagon wants, children are struggling, and we need to make sure that all of them are fed properly and that they're all going to be taken care of and live in safe neighborhoods and community. Oh, we can't do that. Hey, Tom, go ahead, man.
Oh, I'm going to say something. Hey, Earl, I'm going to say something controversial here, of course. But first off, I love Mary. She's the greatest. But I honestly do not want nonprofits having to do the different things that we, the people, should be doing through our government. As I told you in the past, the biggest lie that we have is that we care about our children. We don't care about our children. We just use them as props. We just use them as an opportunity. Oh, what about the children? Meanwhile, you got shootings happening in their schools. You got hungry bellies going on. You got all of these different, but we care about the children. I mean, I'll tell you what, this week you're going to see, like you did last week, a football game on TV that, you know, one, they always say, don't bring politics into sports, right? They always say that. But yet, they're going to fly the F-15s over the stadium. They're going to sit there and talk about, the military might of the United States. I'll tell you what, why don't they have a thing where they have, 50,000 kids or 15,000 kids show up at Lambeau Field, go out on the field, and be like, we're hungry. Maybe that would actually get the American people to actually take some action, put pressure on their representatives.
So, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. We've got to come back, and we'll continue this on the other side. The American people are disassociated with children, and that's why we're in the condition they're in. We'll be right back.
It's the greatest love of all, and if by chance that special plan dreaming of leads you to a lonely place, but your strength in love.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The gun deer season in Wisconsin is heading into its final weekend. A proposed bill in the state legislature aims to curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. Democratic Representative Katrina Shankland is proposing $2 million for carcass disposal sites and $100,000 to teach hunters about the brain wasting disease and why it's important to dispose of carcasses properly. Today's a big day in Greendale. The high school band is marching in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. The Greendale Band is one of just six high school bands from around the country to have the honor this year. It's the second time the Marching Panthers are appearing in the Macy's Parade. The last time was in 2016. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. A new survey is revealing some interesting things about the food you may be sharing this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, including the calories you may consume. A new Harris poll showing the majority of Americans say there's almost turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie as a guarantee. But the survey also reveals 65% of those responding don't even like some of these holiday dishes, yet eat it because of the tradition. The poll also indicates a surprising number of people say they actually prefer eating the leftovers during the weekend rather than the actual holiday meal. One result, which may not be surprising, the average number of calories consumed during your holiday dinner. It's around 4,500, about twice the calories suggested by health experts on any other day. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee got off to a slow start and lost to the Celtics 119-116. Boston was up 21 points in the first half. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin compared the game to a Dickens novel.
Tell of two games there. First half, I thought, you have to execute at a high level. And we miss a lot of shots. Whatever you do when you play the Celtics or a team like that, you got to multiply it by two.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers got hot late in the fourth quarter to beat SMU 69-61 to win the Fort Myers tip-off title. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Minnesota on Saturday. Luke Fickell asked if he has enough healthy starters to compete.
You know, there's a lot of those things that we're going to have to figure out as we move forward. Like I said, everybody hurts, right? It's the last week of the season. Everybody hurts, but everybody wants to play in the rivalry game.
That's Wisconsin's head coach, Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
41 this afternoon, under mainly sunny skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 20 tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 31. A dusting of snow Saturday night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm talking about children. And you may not know it. Percent of the budget goes towards, you know, the elderly. 25% Medicare, you know, 14 to 15% Social Security, 5% Calvin for children. So just look at the numbers. 5% is spent on children. So why is it? Again, I said it earlier. Children don't vote. And it doesn't mean that they should be left alone. And have to continue to struggle. As Americans, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We need to fight for them. They can't fight for us. We produce them. They didn't produce us. Let's go to my good friend Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. How you doing, man?
Hey,
Eric, am I off base, man?
No. I just want to say something really quick about the Dreamweaver song. That's some old school stuff there.
Yeah.
But that same artist did My Love Is Alive. Love Is Alive. That's always been a song that's been stuck in my head. My love is alive. Anyways, going on to what you're talking about.
Yeah. Gary Weaver is a great guy, man. Go ahead.
You know, actually, I just found, because I looked up really quickly, he passed away last month or September.
Oh, really?
This year. So,
okay.
He was 80. Yeah, I just saw this. Yeah. You know, I didn't know much of him. I knew those songs by heart, but yeah, he just passed away this year. At 80, lived a good life.
Yes.
So, I will say that capitalism and conditioning are the two things that drive us when it comes to mistreating children. And it seems as if capitalism, if left to their own devices, in a heartbeat would re-implement child labor the way it was in the early 19th and the 18th century, you know, without a heartbeat. Capitalism, it's only federal regulations and, let's be honest, progressives and the Democrats that keep them from doing it again. And remember, our capitalism has kids digging up cobalt,
yes,
and other materials all over the world. We don't even see it here.
You know, Eric, man, you just, and I'll let you continue, but I have to, you made me think about the fact that in Wisconsin, they have changed the laws that now put 10, 12-year-old children, you know, in meatpacking plants, right? I mean, come on, man, you know. That's how much we care about the children, right? Well, so what the politicians say is, well, you know, we've got to put them in there because the companies don't have enough people to work, so we've got to put them in there.
They're trying to build a wall with doors. Replacing our, you know, I mean, it's unfortunate that we even rely on migrant labor the way we do in a sense, because we have people that either can't work or don't work or whatever it may be, because we keep building new things and having to make new things, again, back to capitalism. But another thing I believe is that when you look at the GOP and the right and the Christians and their beliefs is that I think I thought of this when you had the Whitney Houston song, is children being our future. That doesn't appeal because it means nothing to those believing in like the second coming, Armageddon, and the end times. Because for them, what drives them is what most benefits me and mine today.
Oh, no question, man. No question. It's about individualism. That's what our nation is about. And so because of that, it certainly doesn't lead to helping somebody else. But as a child, to expect a child individualism and a child who is in need, they don't interact. The child is in the way of my individualism. After all, we can't help children. Parents should be helping children. Well, if parents can't help children, man, not so long ago, a couple years ago, Joe Biden and Democrats, you know, they enhanced the safety net, and they were able to create it through enhanced child tax credits. You remember that? It wasn't so long ago, yep. Eric, and it lifted the standard of children in this country. They could prove it. $3,600 a year was the tax credit. And Republicans pushed back and said, we can't afford that. And they pulled that away. So, yes, Joe Biden and the Democrats did push for that. And it improved the lives of poor rural children as well as poor urban children. We've got to get beyond this divide, rural and urban, and that somehow, you know, children in rural areas are and children in urban areas aren't suffering the same thing. Hunger is hunger. Homelessness is homelessness. Bad education, educational opportunities are bad educational opportunities, Eric. And we've got to bring them, all of us together to fight for what is, without question, our greatest treasure, our children.
Well, I see that they, if you ever notice that the focus on poor is urban.
Right.
That's what the conjured idea when people talk about poor people, unfortunately, it's conditioning again, back to conditioning. So it tells the white people we must be talking about black children, city children, inner city, the unfortunate, quote unquote. And so when you do that, it makes it easier to take away those programs because they're not telling people that percentages may be percentages, but in the gross numbers, there are far more, at least there are more white families and white children that are receiving welfare and SNAP and things like that across this country.
So
if we don't hear about that, then we won't feel poorly about it. And we, the white people, are literally conditioned as best they can to not feel empathy for the inner city black children.
So Eric,
it's not such a bad idea to make it tough to get these programs.
Eric, you are 100% accurate because in our state alone, the misconception that the poor, the people taking advantage of those social programs are black people in the cities. I don't know how many times I have to say it. Blacks only make up 5% of the statewide population. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. And yet in many areas, people seem have been led to believe that there's so many black people in the central cities and they're just sucking up all the resources. Nothing could be further from the truth. But what is the truth is that children suffering in rural America and children suffering in urban America, they're suffering the same thing, man, poverty. It impacts the development of the children. And so we've got to get beyond all of that foolishness. They should have continued with the child poverty tax credit. But clearly Republicans killed it. Now, in rural areas, the poverty tax credit supported them and their children as well. People have to know what the truth is, Eric, you know. And so it comes to a point where truth has to be disseminated. You know, that's what I try to do every day. I know there are people who don't believe it, but like I always said, you don't have to take my word for it. Look it up. Only Turkey spends less per child as a percentage of the GDP than our nation. Listen to what I just read to you. Among the almost 40 countries in the OECD, only Turkey spends less per child as a percentage of the gross, the GDP, than the United States. Somebody tell me where that makes sense. It does not. Well, then why aren't we all fighting that same battle? Democrat, Republican, throw that out the window. When you realize what we're not doing. And then we ask the question, what's happened to our children? What's happened to our children? We have not prepared for them. We have not paved the way for them. And worse yet, it's getting progressively worse. Maybe you haven't noticed it. I see children wandering up and down the streets. I mean, it's not quite Calcutta yet. But that's what, you know, you would always see when they would show you Calcutta. Yes, in America, children wandering up and down the streets begging. I see it. Do you? We can fix it. Why won't we focus on it? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Is the Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Listen, I'm talking about America and its relationship with the most precious of its jewels, and that's our children. One recent study in the top economic journal by Harvard economist Nathaniel Herndon and Ben Sprung-Kaiser analyzed the bang per buck of government spending programs. They found that social spending on kids stands out as having far greater returns for society over the long run than spending on adults. Repeat that. Certainly more bang for the buck in the society when the money is spent on the youth than on the elders. And the only recognition that you can really come to is that they don't vote. The returns are so large that it's possible that government spending on kids could end up paying for itself over those kids' lifetimes through economic gains for the kids and through reduced public spending on them through other social programs when they get older, i.e. prison. You can't beat people saying, lock them up. We need more jails. Lock them up. Lock them up. That's on the other end where people who don't understand and don't get it. That's their answer to everything. And more jails, lock them up longer. Isa Hornis and Lelis Money argue that evidence is clear. Social programs aimed at kids are investments which have very real measurable returns for society. The returns of these investments can only be properly measured over the entire lifetime of the recipients and should be comprehensive in nature, including gains to schooling, health, and other aspects of human well-being. However, they write, the federal government currently fails to take into account these long-term benefits. The Congressional Budget Office, which is the nonpartisan agency that informs lawmakers about the cost and benefits of programs, currently only looks at the effects of programs over 10 years. So when do we come? Those of you who have grandchildren, I see you. And I know the pride that I see that you feel. Because when you have grandchildren, what you do is you get another chance. You know, maybe we didn't get it right with our own children. But I've talked to many grandparents, and they have a second chance, a second opportunity. It's the way they look at it. And they put more into their grandchildren sometimes than they do what they've done with their own children. So we've got to figure out what's more important. Sending rockets to the moon? Ships blowing up too soon? Come on. What's more important? Nothing should be more important than our children. Nothing. Not your money. You know, not the government's military. None of those things should come before making sure that children in this nation and then assisting children all over the world get a great opportunity at life. Maybe we forget, right? When you get older, you forget. I always say to children, and I talk to children a lot, groups of children, and I always say my generation got it wrong. I'm speaking for us. Our generation got it wrong. Our selfishness. We have turned away from you. And we don't understand. We don't live on this planet as the elders and you as the youth and the young and the children. We all are interconnected. But the responses you get is, well, we need children and parents need help with daycare. Well, they shouldn't have the kids. These are the responses that we get today. Never mind that when my children were going to daycare, it was easily affordable. It's a different world now. It's a different time. And yet people forget. They act like the world ended after we became adults. Well, it didn't. I'm a person at my age who is still engaged with young people. I learned how to stay young. Guess what? I hang out with young people. I don't hang out with people in my generation. Because people in my generation, unfortunately, see things through the wrong prism. Me, myself, and I. And my toys. And how much more can I get? Even though whatever the amounts of that you have will outlive you. Listen, we got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Guess what I'm getting ready to do, Calvin?
What is that, Earl?
Go hang out with some kids. I'm telling you, man. It's true. Thank everybody who made the show go. And I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin, as always. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heartbeat of our community. They bring unique products, personal service, and a sense of belonging. Small Business Saturday is just around the corner, but why wait? Shop locally every day, because together we're stronger. This message brought to you by Mary Jane's Hemp Shop at 335 Main Street in Waukesha. Stop in or call 414-202-5290. That's 414-202-5290. Or log on to MaryJanesHempShop.com.
You are listening.
listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Qatar has announced a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war will take effect in 13 and a half hours. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Majid al-Ansari said the first group of 13 Israeli hostages will be freed tomorrow at 4 p.m. local time, some 9 hours after the ceasefire goes into effect. Israeli officials did not confirm.